I remember my ordination. I made it a requirement that if you were coming to be on my council, you could not wear a tie. I'm of the opinion that ties were invented by people who hate men, and thereby, I don't wear one. If you do, I don't judge you, but please don't judge me if I don't. And that's how I felt about it. I had some great men who volunteered to step out of their norm and not wear ties. But most importantly, lay hands on me and pray God's blessings on my ministry. An ordination is given by God. God's men who are putting their hands on, not suddenly, but have been watching and listening, not ordaining a novice, and saying this man is approved by other men of God to preach the gospel. This is what Paul, 2 Corinthians 3, was talking about, his letter of commendation. It was a big deal back then to have letters of recommendation from false, for the reason that false prophets would come and just write letters and say, hey, this is what you should really be doing. And Paul here in 2 Corinthians 3 says, do we need to have a letter of recommendation? He said, but all the more, you are my letter. Not written on tablets, stone, but on fleshy hearts. What a beautiful picture that is of what God does through his people. You know, I am very honored to be ordained. I'm very thankful for that privilege. I'm very thankful for that. And I do count it a privilege. I don't take it lightly. Just because I had guys with Hawaiian shirts and nobody in ties does not mean that I took it lightly. I took it very seriously, and I take it very seriously. But it's not the certificate on my wall that tells people that I'm a minister of the gospel. It's the way that I live my life. And more importantly, it's the people that I have influenced with the gospel, that God has used me to influence with the gospel. They are my letter of ordination. They are the ones that say, this man is in the gospel ministry. God help me if I ever get to a place where I consider myself in the gospel ministry, but I'm not ministering the gospel to anyone. You know, we can have letters and certificates and anything hanging on our wall saying this is what we are. We can go to church and we can own Christian t-shirts and we can say, hey, this is who I am. But if we're not ministering to anybody, if we're not spreading the gospel with anybody, if we're not living out our faith, then we're not what we say we are. Paul said of the Corinthians, you are my testimony. You are my recommendation. You know, in a day where it seems like marketing the church is the next big thing, you know, how are we going to market the church? We've got this and we've got that, and there's so much technology at our fingertips, and we can do this and reach this group of people, and we can do this and reach this group of people. Paul would tell us, your people are your marketing. You want to market the church. I love how one pastor put it. You silence your critics with the baptismal waters. It's the fact that you're doing what you say you should be doing. That speaks volumes for what God is doing in your life. Not just having something hanging on the wall saying, this is who I am. And not just wearing a Christian t-shirt and saying, this is what I'm about. And not just being at a men's conference and saying, this is what I want to give my life to. But really, truly pouring your life into other people. And sharing the gospel that you say you love. Being Jesus to people who otherwise wouldn't see him or know who he was. We are the church's marketing. We are the church's website. We are the church. I'm not saying don't have websites and don't have Facebook pages, and please don't misunderstand me. Those things are great, but they're poor substitutions for the visible kingdom of God through his people who are on fire, carrying out his mission of being disciples that make disciples. And I don't ever want to take substitutes. I don't ever want to be just a copy or an imitation. I want to be the real thing. I implore you, search your heart. Who are your letters of commendation written on fleshy hearts? Not tablets of stone, not letters hanging on the wall. Who are your letters of commendation? Who are your testimonies? God help us if we don't have them. It's not about us. It's certainly not about collecting them. Paul addressed that also. But it is about following Jesus. And other people following you as you follow Jesus. Building the kingdom of God for His honor and His glory. Have a great day.